A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonda UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussion, we're considering the word of God from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter number 55, verses 3 and 4. The scripture says, "Incline your ear and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people." God said, "I have given David for a witness to the people, and a leader and a commander to the people." That is the exact thing God intends or desires to do with your life, dear listener. Your relationship with Christ Jesus, our Savior, is to make you a witness to the people, to make you a leader and a commander to the people. That is the desire of God. That is the counsel of God, and that is the expectation of God for your life, to give you for a witness, a testimony to the people. And your salvation in Christ Jesus is to make you a witness. You are saved to become a witness to the people. Don't forget the disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ, or rather the apostles. After the resurrection, of course, and the ascension of Christ Jesus, after the baptism of the Holy Spirit, they became a witness. The Pharisees, the council, took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. When they noticed that they were ignorant and unlearned men, they took notice or knowledge that they had been with Jesus. Your being with Jesus is to make you a witness. God wants you to become a witness. He wants others to see light by your own light. Don't forget, in the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. John chapter 1, verses 6 and 7, the Bible says, "There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe." God desires for you to be a witness to the light. And that's why Jesus Christ said, "You are the light of the world." God wants you to be a light to the world, a witness to the light. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." And so you are also the light. Jesus wants you to be a witness, to testify to the light. He wants you to be a witness wherever you find yourself. At your working place, he wants you to be a witness. In school, he wants you to be a witness. In the movie, he wants you to be a witness. Wherever you find yourself, Jesus wants you to be a witness. On the bus, he wants you to be a witness. On the plane, he wants you to be a witness. In the room, he wants you to be a witness. Wherever you are, it is the desire of Jesus that you will be a witness to the light, that men may through you believe. It is my prayer that men will through you believe in the precious name of Jesus. And so don't forget, he said, God has made David and has made you a witness. And not only was he made a witness, but also a leader. You are a witness. The moment you accept Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior, and the moment you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit so that you can become an effective witness. You are an effective witness of Christ Jesus with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And don't forget, Jesus Christ said, "You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me." Acts chapter 1 and in verse number 8. And so the purpose of the Holy Spirit in your life is to make you an effective witness. The Holy Spirit is not there for you to speak in tongues. That is not the primary reason for the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit baptism is to make you an effective witness. Speaking in tongues is simply an evidence that you are baptized in the Holy Ghost. And when you speak in an unknown tongue, you do not speak unto man. You are speaking mysteries to God. Your understanding may be unfruitful, but in the spirit, you are speaking mysteries to God. And so speaking in tongues is simply a sign that you have been baptized in the Holy Ghost. And the purpose of you being baptized in the Holy Ghost is that you may become a witness. God wants you to be a witness. David was made both a witness and a leader. God also wants you to be a witness and a leader. You are a witness by your lifestyle, the way you lead your life. You witness to Christ by your life. Let people see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Let your life witness to Christ. Let people see your comportment. Let them see your lifestyle. Let them see your character. Let them hear your words. When people listen to your words, let them glorify God. In other words, dear listener, let your word be a testimony that you have been with Jesus or that you know Jesus. Your words must testify that you are a witness of God. Your words must be a witness to the light of God. And so you are not to say anything rash with your mouth. Whether on social media, you are not to type or post anything rash, anything ungodly, anything that is offensive. You are not to do that. You are not a witness to Christ. If you go on social media and you begin to write unprintable things about Christianity or about your fellow brother, that is not the way to witness to Christ. You witness to Christ by the things you share and by your lifestyle, by your words, by your character, and by the way you show love. Jesus Christ said, "And by their fruits you shall know them." No witness is known by his gift. That anybody is demonstrating great gifts on the TV, on social media, does not make that person a witness. Your gift does not make you a witness. It is your fruit. It is your fruit that show that you belong to Christ and that you are a witness unto Christ, the witness of the light. Your fruits, the fruits of the Spirit, the fruit of love. How loving are you? The fruit of temperance. How temperate are you? The fruit of patience, of brotherly kindness, the fruits of the Spirit. These are the things that show that you are a genuine witness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't forget, God wants to make you a witness. Are you a true witness? Are you a genuine witness? Is your life witnessing to Christ? Are you witnessing with the words of your mouth? Are you witnessing with your character? Are you witnessing with your attitude? Are you a witness? Do you testify to Christ? How long? When was the last time you preached the gospel of Christ? When was the last time you told someone about Jesus? When was the last time you prayed for someone who was sick around you? When was the last time you demonstrated that you belong to Jesus? When was the last time you allowed people to know that you belong to Jesus? Or are you among those who get so afraid to testify? Are you among those who are ashamed to testify of Jesus? Don't forget, Jesus Christ said that he will be ashamed of those who are ashamed of him. If you are ashamed of Jesus, he will also be ashamed of you in the kingdom of his Father. Be a genuine witness of the Lord. And you can do this by your character, by your attitude, by your lifestyle, by your words, by the fruits of the Spirit that you exhibit, not by your gift, but by the fruits that you exhibit. And of course, this is made possible by the help of the Holy Spirit in your life. It is my prayer that you will be an effective witness of the Lord. You will be a witness unto the light. Concerning John the Baptist, the Bible says there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to be a witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. My prayer again is that you will be a witness to the light of God, and men will, because of you, believe in the name of Jesus. Your life and your light will attract men to Jesus and not repel men from Jesus. May your life bring people to the household of faith and not chase them out of the household of faith, in the name of Jesus. May you be a genuine witness to the light of God, and may men through you believe, in the name of Jesus. Don't forget, you are like David, a replica of David, another David of this generation. In the New Testament, God said, "I am making him a witness for a people and then a leader." Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray this morning and say, Father, make me a genuine witness. Let my life genuinely testify to Christ in the name of Jesus. Let my life be a witness to the grace of God, to the goodness of God, to the light of God, to the power that is in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God, in the name of Jesus. Pray, say, Father, let my life testify to Christ. Let the words of my mouth be a witness that I belong to Jesus. Let my lifestyle be a testimony that I belong to Jesus. Let my life produce fruits that will bring others to Christ in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and prayers again and say, Father, in my business, in my vocation, in whatever I do, let Christ be seen in me. Let Christ be seen in me, and let men glorify you because of me. Father, this is my prayer, that Christ will be seen in me, and that men will glorify you because of me, in the precious name of Jesus. I'd like you to pray. The Bible says concerning John the Baptist, he came for a witness, to be a witness of the light, that men through him might believe. Father, let my life be fruitful and be productive. Let my life be fruitful and be productive for the kingdom, in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O Lord, that my life will be fruitful and be productive for the kingdom, in the name of Jesus. So shall it be, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray that your life will be fruitful and be productive in the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that you will be fruitful, that your fruit will abide, so that whatever you ask of God in the name of Jesus, it might be done unto you. I ask that as you pray, heaven will hear and answer in the name of Jesus. I pray in that name that is above all names, that your life will be a genuine witness unto the light of God, that your light will shine, that darkness will not be able to comprehend the light of your life and of your destiny. I pray your words will testify to Jesus. Your lifestyle, your attitude, your character will testify to Jesus. I pray that you will have fruits to prove that you belong to Jesus. And I pray that men will, because of you, glorify God. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Follow me on social media, my account on Instagram, on TikTok, on Facebook, and on YouTube is @YemiGraceMan. Follow me and the Lord bless you. Forward this message and share the link with your contact. And you may wish to get in touch with me through this number, 080-2323-2474. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.